listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Vigo with you. A 51-year-old woman has died following a snorkeling trip at Norman Reef pontoon on Wednesday. The Dutch tourist apparently collapsed on the tourist boat after returning from snorkeling and was unable to be revived. Paramedics attended the scene in the rescue helicopter and police are investigating the cause of her collapse. This marks the second death on the Great Barrier Reef in 6 months. The Community Safety Committee is set to examine whether the KAP's Castle Law Bill meets human rights and legislative standards. It was accepted into State Parliament earlier this week following its introduction by MPs Robbie Katter and Nick DiMeo. If enacted, the bill will give victims of crime such as home invasions bigger legal rights and protection from criminal prosecution if they need to use force to defend themselves. It comes following the disbanding of the Youth Crime Select Committee.
Across Queensland and across Australia, the law is not there to protect good people in times of need.
And Douglas Shire Council has approved a $250 million luxury holiday development. It's the biggest development since the $100 million Sheraton Mirage back in 1987. The resort will have 112 hotel rooms across a three-story building, and 30% of the 26,000 square metre site will include tropical landscaping. Taking a look at local sport, it's 4X Derby time for the North Queensland Cowboys heading into round 9 of the NRL. The boys in blue will face off against Queensland rivals, the Dolphins. Middle forward Ruben Cotter says they gave away too many easy tries in last week's game against the Panthers.
There were two in particular. The one before halftime really hurt us, the intercept, and when Semi went up to take the ball, that was the second try that, you know, we sort of hurt us. We scored 20 points, but at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough.
Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. at Queensland Country Bank Stadium.